listening to the Salon Owners Collective Podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa Mackelman.
Hey there, thanks for joining me today at the Salon Owners Collective podcast, Grow Beyond Owner Operator. This is episode 10, and in New Zealand at the moment, it is summertime, although it's raining outside, and we are approaching Christmas and starting to reflect on the year that has passed and planning forward into 2017. The beginning of this year, 2016, I spent the new year camping in a tent with my family and my husband's family, and we were surrounded by wind and rain and a beautiful rocky beach, but dare I say it, no Wi-Fi. But as a result of that trip and not being distracted by the Wi-Fi, I created the Salon Owners Collective, and the whole idea transpired in my head. I think I hardly spoke to a single family member. I was so busy scheming and thinking and processing what this could be. So it feels right now that I'm thinking about this year's holidays that it's a good time to take stock and plan forward for next year, but also to reflect on the year that's been. And so that's inspired me to create this episode and think about 2017. And I want you to come along the journey with me, because I know in the salons at this time of year, it's crazy busy. And, you know, I remember at Christmas time, every year at Christmas time, I would say to myself, this is going to be the last. This is going to be the last year that I'm going to work this hard and be this stressed out. It really is a stressful time in a salon. And I don't know why we do it to ourselves, but people go mad. The clients go crazy and they think that, you know, everything needs to be perfect, but we do also. So it's a crazy time of year, and I really understand that. But looking into the new year, we mustn't forget about what's coming up. Otherwise, it catches up on us. So I want you to join me in making 2017 your best year yet. And so let's talk about what that looks like. So I think the first thing to do is to make sure that you reflect on the past year. Review your calendar or even your appointment book, wherever your life gets lived from. And I remember the days of salon ownership when really your appointment dictates your life. Everything that you do, when you've got time to go to the loo and eat your lunch, and when you're going to pick up your kids, or when you've got date night or whatever, it all goes into that appointment book. And if it's not your appointment book, then you've possibly got a calendar on the wall. And I encourage you to reflect back, because it's so easy to forget all the things that you've done over the period of a year. And so I think it's important to do that, because when you can reflect and remember those magic moments throughout the year, it makes you feel more positive about what you've achieved rather than getting wrapped up into the daily busyness. And my favourite mentor, Tony Robbins, I wish he was my personal mentor, but he's always been a constant in my life. He talks about capturing magic moments, and I have to give a shout out to Facebook, actually, when we think about magic moments or key moments in your life. And Facebook provides this feature called Memories, and it reminds you of what you did this time last year and all the previous years on this day. And I must say, I really love that feature because it means that I'm constantly remembering all the things that have happened. I'm a big picture thinker, and a lot of creatives that are in the hair and beauty industry, we're big picture thinkers, and we don't get caught on the detail. And it is so nice to look back and remember those special moments, whether it's big milestones or achievements in your business or goals that you've achieved, but also those little things like your sweet little baby's face or the sweet things that they say when they hold your hand. And if you're lucky, you capture them with a photo or a video and share them on Facebook. Do you know, I often share on Facebook for myself. It's not for anybody else. But especially knowing that Facebook's going to share those memories back with me, I'll often put things on there because I want to remember them. They get lost in my phone. And when I download my phone onto my hard drive to save it, it's all well and good. But, you know, we don't print photos anymore. So I didn't mean to give such a big shout out to Facebook memories, but I do think it's really relevant on reflecting on your past year and remembering that. It also helps us think about my next point, which is staying positive, because I think it's really easy for things to turn negative in your head, especially if the year didn't go quite as you had planned, which can happen from time to time. So intentionally reviewing your wins helps you stay positive and remember when you're planning forward that Rome wasn't built in a day. And you'll always achieve less than you think you can or you want to in the days or weeks or even in a period of a year. Because, you know, if you're ambitious and you want to achieve things, there's always more in that list than you can ever achieve. But sometimes we fail to realise how much we can achieve in the longer term, in the 5 and 10 year strategies. What can we actually, it's so far away, it's really hard to quantify what you can achieve in that time. And so don't forget how much you can achieve in the longer term. So don't put the pressure on yourself and stay positive. My next tip to make 2017 your best year yet is to express your gratitude and constantly remember on a daily basis. Just stop and think about what it is that you're grateful for. It's such a powerful thing to do. And it can reflect on your whole day's experience. Now, I've created myself a little morning routine and I've written it up on a document and I have a little sticky note on my computer where I sit every day. And I must say, I'm not the best at routines. Being a slight creative person, I tend to not want to be stuck into rigidness, but it's there and I do it often enough to make a big difference. And gratitude is right at the top. What am I grateful for? And I'm grateful for my husband, my house that I have a beautiful view over over Wellington and the sea, and my beautiful children and the small things that they say, which makes sure that I don't go crazy when they say things that aren't so lovely. And that keeps us, it keeps our spirits lifted and it keeps us positive and gives us a good focus into the new year. All right, this is my most important one and one that I've been learning about lots this year for myself, is say no and do less. Now, that sounds like a crazy thing to do when you're trying to plan forward a year and have your best year yet and just really nail it in business and whatever your goals are. But I really think it's the most important. And, you know, I'm in my 40s now and it's taken me until now to sort of really learn this. It's been the biggest challenge for me, but I'm starting to get better at it. But as an entrepreneur, new and exciting opportunities are everywhere, and exciting as they are. I like to call it the new shiny object syndrome. And it's when all these great creative ideas come into your mind and you see so many opportunities and you think, yes, that sounds amazing. I must do that. It's going to be heaps of fun. It's going to be, we're going to have a good result. And it's really easy, before you know it, you're doing too many things. And, you know, you've only got 100% of the time that you've got. That's never going to change. That's a given. We've all got the same 24 hours in the day, and there's only so much you can do. And I remember for years and years deluding myself about how many things that I could fit in. Yeah, I can make time for that because it'll be great. It'll be good for the team. It'll be good for me. It'll be good for my family. It's exciting to do. And what happens is that you can, you know, you can't make more time expand. So what happens is the more things that you cram into your time, the less attention they get and the less quality that less quality attention they get. And so nothing really gets achieved at 100% of what it could be. So my message is say no and do less things at a better quality and at till its full potential. So I'm learning that myself, and part of me sharing that with you is to help me remember myself to do that, and I'm definitely getting better at it. So when you've got so many new shiny objects that you need to choose from, you need to think, this is what you need to think. Ask yourself, will this drive my business forward? So will it bring me more income? Will it bring me more clients? Will it bring me more team members? And if the answer is yes, then put it on your list and put it on your top three, and only ever have three things on your list at once. And if it's no, quick smart, take it off your list. Either delegate, delete, or forward. And never look back. But if it's allowed, yes, push on, make time to get it done. And I suggest booking dedicated time into your appointment book or your calendar, whatever it is that you use, to ensure that you get on top of it. And get out of the salon, get out of your business where you have no interruptions, and get those things that are really going to make an impact on your business. Get those things done first. And forget if something has been on your list for too long, you really need to take a good look at it and say, why is it still here? And if I haven't done it this far, have I lived without it? Well, yes. And will I continue to live without it? Quite possibly. Get rid of it. Delegate, delete, or forward. All right. We always hear about setting goals, but don't just set any goals. Set compelling goals. Goals that have a really strong why behind it. Because if you lose your why, you lose your way. And the why brings your goals to life. And without a clear why, the chance of you achieving those goals drops dramatically. So, of course, in the new year, we're going to be setting goals, but make sure they're compelling goals, and make sure there's less goals and achieve them, and better goals, compelling goals. All right. The last two before we wrap up, break it down. One of the things that I find the most challenging is that I love to dream up big goals, big, exciting, hairy, audacious goals. But I find it hard to know when to get started if it's still kind of in an idea phase. And I sit down and go, I must do this, I must work on this. But all that can turn into faffing about, and you can easily get distracted and get busy being busy doing faffy little stuff like dealing with the emails that come in, or I better just put a post on Facebook. And those things can distract you, and it's a sure sign when you're being distracted that you haven't broken down your task or your big goal enough to give you actionable steps to put into place. So catch yourself when you're faffing about, being busy, busy being busy, and stop. Say, I need to break this down a little bit. Get a big piece of paper and just start to write it out. List everything that's going on in your head or that you possibly need to do around achieving that task or that goal, and then start to order those things. And if you still don't have clarity on what your next step is, it's a sure sign you need to break it down again into even more detail. Now, I know when you're busy being busy, it's really hard to create the space to plan, but that's the time that you need to do it the most, and it's the only way that you're going to get over that hurdle of how do I achieve this goal, is to break it down and just start one task at a time. And sometimes it's helpful to put on a timer and just say, I'm just going to do this one little thing. I'm going to spend 25 minutes doing it, put a timer on. And because sometimes the hard bit is getting into the task, right? So if you give yourself 25 minutes, somehow your brain goes, okay, well, I've got 25 minutes. I'll just do this little bit. And you can get on and get into that little bit. And before you know it, you've achieved it. It's just learning to manage yourself, I think. All right, last but not least, schedule the year. Now, when planning a whole year, it's really nice to think about all the really awesome things that you're going to do, but I encourage you to get out a massive big planner and pop it on your wall and plan it out. And the first thing that you need to plan in is the most important things. Now, for me, my goal has been that the most important thing for me is my family or my time. And I need to schedule that in first, because otherwise what can happen is that I get the leftovers and my family gets the leftovers after I've put in going to Expo and doing a launch for this and all the other things that I need to do. My poor old family, the thing that's the most important to me, they get the leftovers. And sorry, I'm only free this weekend. Or me, myself, get the leftovers, which often there isn't any leftovers because I'll keep working on whatever needs to be done. So this year, I'm going to change that. Those things are going in first. So on my calendar already, I am working a trip to Martinborough, which is about an hour and a half's drive from here to the wine country. We're going to go and have a weekend there next month over summer. And that's going to be our time out time. And those are the things that I'm going to schedule in first. I'm planning a trip to Fiji that's already in the calendar in May. And I haven't got any further than that, but I will. It's a work in progress. So once you've got those important things, the next most important thing is your big business projects or your launches or your marketing campaigns, your education or team events like Hair Expo, etc. Those things need to be in the calendar next, because if you're not doing marketing campaigns, your business is not growing. If you're not bringing new clients into the business, or you're not working on campaigns that are retaining your existing clients, then you're running the risk of your business not growing. So those things need to be planned out in advance, as well as your key education or team events. Get those in the calendar and then see what you're left with. And sometimes there's not a lot else. And that's a good reality check, because it's going to make sure that you're not going to overcommit. And you're better to do less, but do them really, really well. Okay, gives you a little bit more perspective and clarity over your decision-making on what you want to achieve. And so the key is to make sure that you're achieving things that make the biggest difference in your business. Don't forget to unplug, plan in your unplug time. Like going to Martinborough, make sure there's tech-free time, no work, no tech. Give the brain some space. And I don't know about you, but when I go away and I have free space and I allow myself to read a novel, for example, that's when my brain becomes alive and starts to think of new and exciting things. So, but you need that white space in your brain. So that planning really needs to happen for some unplugged time. Last but not least, before we wrap up, in creating your best year yet, is get yourself a coach or a mentor into your life. Because let's face it, it's hard at the top when you're running a business. You're the one that everybody comes to. The team comes to you and they need you, and they've got their problems in their life or the direction that they need in their life, and you're solving everybody else's problem. And if you're in business on your own and you're the only business owner, you're at the top of the pile, and sometimes it can be a little lonely. And so a business coach or a mentor can give you, can be your sanity checker, the person that just you talk things through, your goal setter, someone that keeps you focused and on track and gives you a little bit of accountability, and someone to report to, and even just to chew the fat with. What do you think of this? What am I going to do? And I think when you're growing a business, you need that person in your life. And if you don't have that person as a business partner or as a life partner, then if you want to make 2017 your best yet ever, get someone in behind you to support you and help you grow. Okay, well, that's my 10 cents worth in helping you focus and make 2017 the best year yet. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the podcast.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa, and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.